Hi, I'm David Yak with Colorado Technology Consultants. In this session, we're going to talk about Solutions. Solutions is a new feature with Dynamics CRM 2011, allowing you to package up your customizations and code for moving around not only between systems during development, but also how you publish and distribute your solutions as you get them out into the marketplace. Before we start talking about some of the new features of the solution, I want to make sure we're all on the same page with some of the problems and challenges we're trying to solve. In pre-CRM 2011, oftentimes you would develop solutions, you would distribute these to customers, and you'd be surprised, or the customer would be surprised, when some of their changes got overwritten as they either installed multiple vendor solutions or as they installed an update of your solution in their system later on. These are oftentimes took customers by surprise and caused a lot of frustration. There also was things like no dependency tracking. So what I mean by dependency tracking, so maybe you have a solution that requires another solution or another component to be there. Pre-Dynamics CRM 2011, there was no tracking of this, so that when you installed an ISV solution into your system for the first time, it might not work. And the reason it didn't work is because one of the things it was dependent on wasn't there. There was also nothing to prevent you from removing one of those dependent pieces and having them later discover that the solution all of a sudden didn't work because you removed a dependency. You also had to kind of roll your own deployment solutions for things like plugins, workflows, security roles. All those different things were not packaged up as part of the customization file to make it easy to move around from system to system or as solutions got sold. Versioning was also another thing that wasn't there. There was no concept of version or the idea that you might want to update a solution that was already there. All customizations played in the same layer, meaning that there was no differentiation between different solutions. So one vendor version of a product, when another one came in, it had no way of keeping those layers of customizations the same as they came in to the system. The idea of moving things between development, QA, and production, and ultimately to a marketplace, also was not easy to do in the prior CRM. We'll be seeing how that fits together in Dynamics CRM 2011 to bring all the pieces together using the solutions framework. So before we start thinking about solutions as just another, you know, export file like customizations.xml was in CRM 4 and prior versions of CRM, we need to think about solutions as more of a complete handling of that process you want to be able to go through. It has dependency tracking, meaning that it understands what it's dependent on, whether it's the built-in system entities or whether it's another solution where it's you're layering solutions together, as we'll be talking about more complex scenarios later on in the subsequent sessions. It also has that concept of install and update, meaning that the first time you install or export a solution and install it into another system, that is an install process. It's able to activate the business processes that are in the solution. It's able to bring along the code. There's no separate install necessarily required. It can contain not only the customizations, but also the code that goes along with your solution to form that complete package. When you come along with an update, it recognizes that you're updating that solution in the system, meaning it just doesn't blindly take that in. It carefully goes through and looks at what has changed and brings those in and also deals with keeping them at the same layer of customizations. We'll be talking a lot as we get in deeper into the solution framework about layers and how those all come together to make sure that what the customer ultimately sees is the appropriate thing when there are multiple solutions installed in the system. And that's particularly what I'm talking about with merging, the ability to take not only updates that came from your own solution, but also updates that came from multiple vendors, multiple ISVs, building solutions for a single CRM, and bringing those together in the same organization and allowing the user to see the merged version of that or the reflective active layer of that when they're working with the system. And we'll see that as we get into this a little bit more. In this introductory session, we're going to just be talking about some of the basics features, and in subsequent sessions, we'll build on that to give a more complete understanding of the advanced features of solutions. Before you start thinking about solutions as just, you know, those customizations, it's more complete than that, as I kind of hinted at earlier. It also contains your code, templates, workflows. So all the business processes that you build, they're all packaged up together. It also contains the definitions for processes. So for example, let's say you register a plugin, you'll see that the events that you register that plugin are tracked as part of the solution. So when it's installed, the installer of that solution in a target system can decide, do they want to activate those at the time that they install or activate them later. But you don't have to keep going into things like plugin registration tool to be able to pull those together. You'll export the solution as a single file, but you'll see it's much more complex than that. It's actually a zip file if you open it up, and we'll do that as we get into the demo a little bit later on. When you open that up, you'll see it has all the components in it. Some of them are stored as files in the zip. Some of them are part of the customizations.xml file that's part of that, just like you would have seen previously in CRM 4 where you had the customizations file. And we'll look at that in the demo in a little bit. One of the important aspects of solutions is the idea that you build once and you can deploy it everywhere. And by everywhere, I mean whether it's on-premise or CRM online, both of them can take that and be able to install the solution. You can move the solution between the different environments as it makes sense with your deployment strategy. You might find that you build your initial deployment in an on-premise where you can take advantage of the local development, but then you sell it in the marketplace and your customers deploy it in CRM online or even in their own online environment. So with that, you can take that solution package, deploy it to either CRM online or on-premise or your deployment of choice as it makes sense. When the user also uses the Outlook client, they may go offline. And this is another important aspect of the customizations in the solution framework, is to be able to take those down to the client and make them available. So we'll see where that's very important for things like code customization. So maybe you have a Silverlight control that you put on a form. You don't want the user, just because they're offline, to not be able to access that important asset when they're offline. Solutions allow that to come down to the client, so when the Outlook client user is being able to run those, they're able to still access that Silverlight component. As updates come in, that same thing flows. As it's installed to the target organization, it flows down all the way to the client. Some of the key features, I'm not going to cover all these in detail right here because we'll actually be going through them in the demo here in a second, but I want to have this here in case you want to come back and reference it. Some of the key things that you're going to be doing is working in the web client or with the API to be able to build a solution. A solution can be a collection of existing assets, so an entity that came out of the box with CRM, or it can be a new custom entity or customization that you've built specifically for what you're trying to build in the solution that you're deploying. As you bring those in, you can reuse existing pieces, or you can build new ones that you pull in. Ultimately, as we pull those together, you'll have the ability to decide what is further customizable. There's a new feature called Managed Properties that we'll be talking about as we dive in deeper that lets you say, I create a new entity, but you know what? When I deploy this to a customer site, I don't want that to be customizable when it gets down there. We'll see that in more detail as we get in. There's also built-in integration with Marketplace, and you'll see as I create and set up the solution, there's some places that I can fill out on the publisher my information that will show up in the Marketplace. That sets up so these solutions can ultimately be built, deployed, and bought by a customer through the Dynamics Marketplace. What's in a solution? So these are the components. You'll see these throughout the training. As we go through and look at building different things, we'll talk about how at each point solutions play a role in this. So whether you're a customizer, whether you're a developer doing plugins or hardcore code, you're going to be impacted in working with solutions as part of that. And they're going to make some of the things that you used to have to do on your own, things like code deployment, as part of the normal process of packaging up customizations, include that as well. So if we kind of look through these real quick, you have entities, workflows, templates, web resources. We'll be going through these in much greater detail throughout the rest of the course as we go through. I want to walk you through real quick the process that the solutions work with. The way this works is you first start by creating a solution. You add the components. You make your changes. You make change names of things like contact to person, whatever makes sense. You then go through an import-export process where you go through your normal development cycles. You then may make some more changes, and ultimately you're going to publish this. It could be published to the marketplace, or it could be just published on your own distribution process. A customer buys it, installs it in their system. They're able to make further customizations if you allow, depending on your managed property settings that we'll be talking about. And as they make those changes, they may give you feedback and say, it would be really great, Contoso, if you added these features in the next version. You then go make those changes, and you go through this cycle again. That second time, it now comes in as an update to that solution when the customer installs it. And this is a repetitive process that you're going to go through as you go through the life cycle of these. As I mentioned before, you can work with these through the API or through the web interface. Everything you can do in the web interface can also be done through the API. If you have a need to build these packages in a more automated fashion, you don't necessarily want to have somebody there, you can do that. You can also build customized installers that install and uninstall solutions all using the API as well. So let's go take a look at these. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and let's create our first solution that we're going to work with. So I'm going to go to Settings and then Solutions. You'll notice that there's customizations and the solutions. We'll look at that in just a second, but right now we're going to come in and look at solutions. When you get CRM out of the box, you have an initial default solution. The default solution contains all the built-in system entities. Or if you had upgraded from CRM 4 to CRM 5, all your customizations come into CRM 2011 with the into the default package or default solution. If we open this up, we'll see that this is a collection of not just entities, you know, things like contact, but we'll also see it contains other things like web resources, processes or workflows and dialogues. We'll be talking about those a lot as we go through the course. Reports, connections, email templates, all these things are coming together into one cohesive unit that's called a solution. You can also create new solutions. So I might decide I want to create a change that I want to be able to ship, and all I want to have in it is maybe one existing entity, let's say contact, and I also want to create a new entity that I'm going to track in there. And so we're going to create a new solution, and we'll call this Contoso School Module, because I'm going to build something to track my kids. A lot of people have kids. I think CRM is a great way to track kids as well as a number of things. So we're going to build some utilities around that as we go through some of this. It's asking for a publisher. Publisher identifies who is publishing this solution. Now, every organization has a default publisher. So if I came on the list, you'll see default publisher for Contoso. Also, if I had installed any other solutions in the system, it would include those in the list, the publisher of those. I'm going to actually create a new publisher. And for our purposes, we're going to call the publisher Contoso School Solutions. And I could give a description. We publish school solutions. You'll notice down here that I can give a prefix. The prefix is used to uniquely identify any of the customizations I do. Things like entities I create will have this prefix on it. So I'm going to use Contoso as the prefix. Now notice over here the option value prefix. Option values are the new name for pick lists if you're familiar with the prior versions of CRM. What we're doing here is by choosing the Contoso here, in addition to prefixing our entities and other customizations, it's also giving us a different value for this option value prefix. So when we build option value lists, so the values of our pick lists or our option choice sets that we're going to use, it's going to use that to uniquely identify them. So as we merge together different solutions, they're going to have different values that come on there. If we scroll down a little bit, we'll notice some other information, things like phone number and address information. So this all prepares so that somebody could look at a solution and know who the publisher is as we go through it. I'm not going to bother filling those out. They're not required, but they are helpful if you are publishing solutions to people so they know how to get back in touch with you as you go through. So we'll go ahead and save and close this. Go ahead and choose that as our publisher. The other thing I'm going to do is provide a version. Version is just a metadata tag. It's not used necessarily to say one version or another, but it's helpful for users to indicate the version of the solution that you're able to deal with. Configuration pages is another one that we'll talk about later, but it's an option that you can have just kind of a getting started page for your solution or allow people to set options on your solution. And we'll talk a little bit more how that plays in a little bit later. I'm going to go ahead and start, save this. And you'll see that now we have kind of the equivalent of a blank canvas. There's nothing in there right now. We can go add components to this. So what I'm going to do to start with is I want to go ahead and add a entity to start with from existing built-in entities. And in this case, I'm going to go ahead and choose contact. So we'll look down the list here. You can filter this. So if you just want to see custom ones or all customizable ones, things like that, you can filter that. In this case, I'm going to pick contact. And that's going to add that into my solution. I can now go in and work with it. So if I expand this, it'll come in. And so if I want to do, you know, I said we're building a, you know, I want to be able to help my kids in school. So I'm going to kind of repurpose a little bit of this, and I'm going to, instead of contact, I'm going to use kid and change the plural to kids. And we'll go ahead and save that. And what I'm doing is I'm making a customization in the context of this solution. And I could do other things. So now, right now, the only component we have in here is a entity. You can see from the new list, I can go add a whole bunch of other stuff. So process, I can add a web resource, dashboard, reports. All these things are all part of the solution framework, and they all become part of the package that I bring together. So I'm going to go ahead and add a new entity. And, you know, oftentimes we have to do discipline with our kids. So, you know, I like to keep a list of punishments that I might want to be able to do. So I need a custom entity that I'm going to be able to track that in. And I'm going to call this a grounding idea. Now, you'll notice that it creates this with a prefix contoso. I could put a description. I could decide where I want this to show. We'll just say in the workplace and go ahead and save that. Now, what I've done is I've added a custom entity in the context of this solution. So I now have a solution that contains a built-in entity as well as a custom entity. And so you're starting to see how all this comes together. And just as you would come in and publish customizations, I can do the same thing here. I might also want to come in and add additional fields. So I could come into the forms and I could bring up the form. And maybe I want to add real quickly a field called recommended days. And we're going to make this a number. This is the number of days that, you know, this punishment might take effect. And probably don't want that to be negative. So we'll go ahead and save that. And I'll bring this over onto my, so the recommended days. Now, all these changes that I'm doing here are all being saved in not only in my solution here, but also in the default solution. We'll talk a little bit more as we get into the more advanced options, how all these pieces come together. But what we've seen here is that we've been able to create that. And so just like you'd publish customizations in a prior model, you can do the same thing here. I'll publish those customizations, make them available in the system. And as that finishes, we can come down here. We'll go ahead and refresh. And we'll start seeing some of these changes come into play where our person or contact is now named kids. And we can now go create records to represent our kids that are in our family that we're going to track as part of our school solution. So that wraps up the little demo I wanted to walk you through. We'll obviously be diving a lot deeper in some of the subsequent modules on this. And just to kind of wrap up where we are, customizations have changed. So instead of thinking about customizations as a single file that you export that contained just the customizations where you had to deal with code separately, solutions now bring that all together into the solution framework, allowing you to export not only the customizations but the code together. They allow for installing and update. We'll see more of how the layers come together as we dive in a little bit deeper on these in subsequent sessions. But the idea is that solutions are going to be there regardless of whether you're building form changes, code customizations, solutions bring together to make it easier to package up your changes and distribute them to your customers.